In this meditation, we'll be cultivating the awareness of the feeling tone by attending to the sense of pleasantness or unpleasantness that automatically comes with anything that arises in the body or mind. So now coming to sit on a chair, a stool, or a cushion, and allowing the shoulders to soften down the back with the head balanced, so that your posture embodies your intention to be present and awake. And now choosing an anchor by bringing the awareness to sensations in the body, which act as an anchor for your attention. For example, perhaps the contact between the feet and the floor, or the contact between your body and the seat. Or the hands on the lap. Or perhaps the sensations of the breath. If choosing the breath, perhaps focusing attention on one place where you can follow the sensations of breathing and remaining here. Perhaps at the nostrils or the back of the throat, the chest, or the lower abdomen. Not trying to control or manage the breath in any way, but allowing the breath to breathe itself and tuning in to the sensations of the in and out breaths. And whichever anchor you choose, the breath, the hands, the seat, or the feet, tuning in with precision as you notice sensations coming and going. Resting your attention here in this one spot, your anchor, your ground. And now, when you're ready, expanding the focus of attention to the entire body. Sensations anywhere in the entire body from head to toe and from side to side. Some sensations may be more prominent and others in the background. And noticing as best you can the feeling tone of these sensations. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Noticing the sense of feeling tone at the time of contact. And perhaps for the next few moments, focusing on the sensations on the surface of the skin, the sensations of the air across the hands or face or other part of the body, sensations at the contact with clothing, or the sensations of contact at the support surfaces with the chair or the ground or with other body parts. Noticing the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, of body sensations on the surface of the body. And for many sensations, the Feeling tone may be quite subtle. So not worrying and trying too hard to see if a sensation is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Simply letting go and waiting for another sensation to arrive. It's not necessary to become aware of the feeling tone of every sensation that the attention encounters. Now bringing attention to sensations inside the body. Perhaps scanning the body, first to notice pleasant sensations, perhaps in the feet or legs. The hips and pelvis. The belly and the chest. The back, all the way up into the shoulders, the internal organs in the upper body. The arms and the hands. Including the neck and the head. Noticing any pleasant sensations. Now perhaps scanning to pick up any unpleasant the feet, the legs, pelvis and hips, the belly and chest and the internal organs, the back, the arms and hands, shoulders, the neck and the head. Noticing any unpleasant feeling tones in the body. And perhaps doing a third scan to pick up any neutral feeling tones in the entire body. Turning to the feet, the legs, pelvis and hips, and the upper body. Arms and hands, shoulders, neck and head. Noticing any neutral feeling tones in the body. And now attending to sensations in the entire body, holding the entire body in awareness and noticing the sensations and the feeling tones. Noticing if at the point of contact with sensations, there's a pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling tone. Wherever the sensations are in the body, noticing their nature, changing or not. And if changing, noticing if the feeling tone changes or not. There's no right or wrong way to notice or to feel, and allowing the experience to be just as you find it. And again, for many sensations, the feeling tone may be very subtle, so there's no need to spend time thinking about the feeling tone, analyzing it, or wondering about it. Simply waiting, resting attention lightly in the entire body until you notice another sensation arriving in awareness and noticing its feeling tone. Now letting go of attention on physical sensations and bringing the attention up to the ears, opening up attention to sounds from both inside and outside the body, and noticing the feeling tone that comes with any sound, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And if you are using headphones, perhaps taking off one of the headphones so that sounds can be heard more clearly, or pausing the meditation at this point to take off the phones completely and carrying on the practice on your own with awareness of sound and the feeling tone of sounds, and then coming back to the guidance when you're ready. Attending to particular sounds or the entire soundscape, sounds from inside or outside the body. So, for example, a bird song may seem immediately pleasant to the mind and body, and without thinking about it, the sound has a pleasant feeling tone. The sound of a drill digging up the road outside or a large vehicle going past may seem immediately unpleasant to some people, and here registering an unpleasant feeling tone. Most sounds are not so obviously pleasant or unpleasant, so it can take time to tune into the subtle sense of the feeling tone that comes with sound. And now letting go of attention on sounds, allowing them to fade into the background of awareness, and becoming aware of thinking itself and any emotions that may arise. Perhaps for this practice, returning attention to the body, sitting here, and then keeping the body in the background, waiting to see if thoughts and feelings arise from moment to moment. Attending to thoughts and feelings as you might to clouds in the sky or to leaves on a stream floating by. Looking up at the sky with thoughts and feelings as clouds. At a stream with thoughts and feelings as leaves floating by on the stream. Attending to thoughts and feelings as mental events. And as soon as you notice a thought or feeling, just as you did with physical sensations and sounds, noticing the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Perhaps a plan or memory or an obsession or daydream. Whatever it is, when you become aware of it, taking a few moments to notice the feeling tone. And then returning attention to the body sitting here, anchoring yourself in the body in this moment, and then waiting for the next thought and the next emotion. And when the next thought and emotion arises, noticing its feeling tone. No need to try too hard. And if it's difficult to sense the feeling tone, letting it go and waiting for the next thought or feeling to arise. And if at any time the practice feels overwhelming, remember that you can always bring the focus of attention to your chosen anchor, your ground, the feet, the seat, the hands, or the sensations of breathing. And sometimes the attention can get completely lost. There's no need to track back to where the attention got lost. And when you notice that the attention is lost, simply registering the feeling tone of the entire thought stream. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. For the last few moments of the practice, bring the attention back to focus on your anchor. And as we come to the end of this practice, remembering that when you find the mind is scattered, can always come back to simply knowing and acknowledging the feeling tone of what's arising in each moment. And when you're ready, opening the eyes if they were closed and widening the gaze if the eyes were open, and ending this practice.